So is it possible to have a standard analysis, which is more static, and be told that everything's okay, and yet there's still some problems going on inside the cell?
Oh, absolutely. It's very common to find that. Very common.
Now, how common are vitamin and mineral deficiencies in the general public? The conventional world tends to believe that they get everything from the food they eat. How true do you think that is?
Oh, it's very untrue. I think it's very difficult to get the essential vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants that we need truly through or solely through the diet. I mean, in our culture, it's very difficult to eat properly. And although we like to deceive ourselves into thinking that we do so, in many cases we do not. And we grow foods in soil that's depleted, and it's almost, I would say, it's virtually impossible to get all that we need solely through a dietary approach.
What are some of the common or the most common nutrients that you see that really stand out as being insufficiently provided to the body?
I can give you a few examples. Zinc, for example, which is a very vital component of our metabolic machinery, catalyzing, at least participating in over 100 biochemical reactions in the body, we find that approximately 30% of the patients we test are functionally deficient in zinc. We also find vitamin B12 to be deficient in about 30% of the people we test. Other common deficiencies would include calcium, vitamin B2, glutathione, which is a very interesting compound, is also very commonly deficient in probably maybe 25 to 30% of the subjects we test. Glutathione is an important component of our antioxidant defense system, as well as a contributor to our protection for eliminating potentially carcinogenic compounds and so forth from the body. So it's a very important intracellular substance.